uniform is buck naked, but that won't stop him from talking baseball. Friday at 10:50 with Rangers manager Buck Showalter. Brought to you by Discount Tire and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
I think that's a pretty solid drum playing there.
God.
This sounds like Danny is making a joke.
I don't even know how you do that.
God, that's insane.
Hey, where else in the Metroplex are you going to hear Cannibal Corpse on the radio?
A cat backyard barbecue.
Listen to that crazy drummer.
And I used to think Gentle Giant and King Crimson and all that stuff, PFM or PMF or whatever it was, all that stuff.
PIL.
PMS.
Well, that's it?
Good.
Oh, there's
Make
more.
Make it go away.
All right, you're listening to The Hard Line here. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. It is time now to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by Jack Daniels. But that's not all. It's also brought to you by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. Tonight, the Little Mavericks and the Utah Jazz at the AAC. Texas Tickets has fabulous seats for that. And Rod Stewart.
Yes.
At Nookie Alive this Saturday. Anybody going to that?
If I didn't have Desperados, I guarantee I would go. There's no question.
And I will tell you this. Sold out. 100%. Not one seat available.
Oh, what well, a hot ticket this is. And
wrong.
Texas Tickets has them. 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets.
You know, somebody's going to go home tonight and their wife's going to say, hey, have you got the Rod Stewart tickets?
Mm-hmm.
And he would not have them.
And if you hadn't been to Nokia Live, you need to go. That's the best venue in town.
So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality. Cutting up during the fire drill today. Here is Cobra Snake.
Grego, have you ever heard of the man Ashley Snake. Ravel? Does that name ring a bell to you
Ashley
and yours?
Ashley Ravel. No, never heard of the man.
He is a 32-year-old Londoner who is being followed around by Sky Television over there in Britland.
What is Sky Television?
It's like a network, like USA
or
okay.
Thank you, Dan.
Like
Sky One TV.
Just helping.
Thank you, Dan.
They caught wind of this Ashley Ravel and thought it'd be a good idea to take the cameras and follow him over to Las Vegas. Because Ashley has sold everything that he owns, has gotten every penny out of his savings. Everything he has is in a suitcase right now, and it's money. And it's $138,000. On Sunday, Sky Television will film him spinning the roulette wheel one time, and he will bank every penny he has on red or black.
Now, do you double up?
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Black?
It's a 50-50 bet.
50-50.
Do you double up, though, if you win?
Yeah, if you win, you win 200. It's an even money bet.
Yeah.
Okay.
He'll
now, if he wants to really have some balls,
bet on zero.
Bet it on 12 or 11 or whatever. Then that pays 36 to 1.
All he's doing is betting on red or black. Sky Television is not paying him one penny. Nothing.
You know what? The guy, play one hand of blackjack. Give yourself a chance.
I know. But a crew has followed his preparation and will cover the spin live on Sunday at the Hard Rock Casino in Vegas. It also plans to follow him for a month afterward, win or lose.
That's genius, man.
That is. You know, I'd do that. I'd play one hand of blackjack. And, of course, I'd get dealt the 12.
I'd love to watch that. I would tune in for that if they ran that here. Wouldn't you?
If they ran it live.
They'll rerun it here.
Wouldn't you watch that? I would cut away from the Masters.
Would you be able to sleep the night before?
No.
Red, black, red, black, red, black.
What do you do?
It's blind luck is all it is.
Yeah.
There's no skill in it at all. And I don't care. You can look at their little tote board. Oh, my gosh, it's come up six times in a row black. It's got to be red. No.
Doesn't matter.
50-50.
The FCC today proposed $500,000 in fines against Clear Channel, and in particular, Howard Stern.
I thought he was off of all of their...
Violations on April 9th, 2003.
What'd he do?
Let's see. A woman in Fort Lauderdale called and said that Stern had discussions of sex accompanied by flatulent sounds.
Yikes.
Have we not... Have we not been there?
We've never done that.
I'm sure it's a little more graphic than we've ever done.
No, we've never done anything.
We're
like
pretty
that.
Clean.
Stern, of course, says...
sports around here, man.
He was not surprised. He characterized the fine as furtherance of a witch hunt against him by the Bush administration. He says it's pretty shocking that governmental interference into our rights and free speech takes place in the U.S. It's hard to reconcile this with the, quote, land of the free and the, quote, home of the brave. I got to tell you, I agree with him.
I'm wondering if that administration's...
They're digging their own grave.
Fighting a battle that might be tough to win. Aren't you, Ryan's against him? He's got a lot of listeners.
Well, he's been pulled from...
And you got to remember, it doesn't take a lot of voters to swing an election in this country because the voter turnout's about 18%.
But does he still hold the same kind of sway with people that he did like 10 years or so ago?
It's not as big, but it's still there. I mean, he speaks to a pretty...
Speaks to 20 million people a day.
Pretty vast audience.
All right, but how much sway does he
hold? Maybe not that much now.
Quite a bit.
10 years ago, people would do whatever he said. Will they now?
Well, they listen to him. I'm not saying that they're sheep just following his every word, but I think that if you were a loyal listener to someone and you felt that they were being wronged in some way and you weren't normally a voter, you're gonna do whatever that guy says.
You know what? He's got to convince them because a lot of people that are passionate listeners of him, I mean, they listen to him every day. That's something they enjoy, and it's something that belongs to them. He's got to convince them that it's going to change their life. That,
right.
hey, they're going to take what I do away from you, and you have a chance to do something about it. He's got to get them to. He's got to convince them to do that. That might be tough.
Well, I agree with him politically. I think this is ridiculous.
But how many active listeners does he have?
He can make them active. That's the whole point. Let's just say that, you know, your little pet name for our mayor is the Sea Hag.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that for some way...
That's yours, not mine.
That the Sea... I don't care one way or another about her. But let's say that she got you thrown off...
Why do you call her the Sea Hag, then?
Let's say that she got you thrown off the air, okay, for 6 months. You don't think we'd be on here every day lobbying to get her ass out of office? And you know what? It'd probably work. We could probably stir up enough interest and cause enough of a ruckus to get her out of office.
Because there's such voter apathy that all you've got to do, if you've got a collective audience of, you know, I'm sure that since he's been dumped on a lot of stations, he doesn't have the audience that he used to, but he's still got 10, 12 million listeners every day. You know, you just got to get a small percentage of that to swing something.
This is interesting. Fines against Howard Stern have accounted for almost half of the 4 million in penalties proposed by the FCC since 1990. He really hasn't learned his lesson very well.
He's not going to either.
He never will, but follow the money. You know how much money his show generates for Infinity every year?
Can't imagine.
$80 million. $80 million.
And I know his salary is... I mean, they got him for a bargain. I think he makes like 12 a year. I mean, it's a lot, obviously, but, you know, think about like... Letterman making 30 or 40 million a year.
What were you saying that the Today Show made for?
100 and something million?
Okay, his show almost does that. So do you think they're going to get rid of him?
No. Why should they?
You know, they're just going to tell him, hey, look, try to keep the fines to a minimum.
Please.
A minimum. But by the way, keep your audience.
Mexico and Mexicans in particular are... in a little uproar over the release of the Alamo, saying that it...
They won! What are they pissed about? They won!
Well, they say... I didn't know this about the movie.
Come in! This is more on let's change history, okay?
Well, hang on. So the last 18 minutes of the film is not the Battle of the Alamo.
It's probably San Jacinto.
It is.
Yeah.
In which they get their ass kicked.
Where they got their ass kicked.
Right. And they say that it's pretty hardcore. The way that the Mexicans are depicted.
Well, you know what? The battle was hardcore.
Was it?
Yeah.
Listen to this Marty Robbins song.
I guess it was. I don't know. I really wasn't there.
What's a Marty Robbins song?
Ballad of the Alamo. Everyone
out of the West
was
Texas town of El Paso.
No, not that one. Santa Ana said everyone will be put to the sword, Grego. And they were. There was no quarter.
Felix Douchman, a Mexico City retiree and history buff, says
it was... spell that. We need a spell check on Douchman.
D-O-U-C-H-A-M. Douchum.
I just hate people when they don't like history, that they Douchey. Just want to change.
Let's just call him Douchey for Smite. Short.
All right, Felix Douchey says, it was very much filmed from an American point of view. It didn't have very much good to say about the Mexican side.
They were the enemy.
Right. What do they expect us
God
to
almighty.
Do? It's an American film.
Oh,
make your own Alamo, Mexico. Huh? Huh?
Yeah, you won.
Yeah.
You killed everybody.
Tell
you
me,
take,
man.
You didn't take any prisoners at all. You went in there and you slaughtered people. You won. You know, we're not pissed about
that.
You
got a lot more to tout than we do.
And then we got our revenge. Good gosh. Get a grip.
Speaking of the Alamo.
Although there was a lot of Texans and Tennesseans looking for the back door of that Alamo.
Oye.
Were there?
Yeah.
Was that one of them? Do we have a sound bite from one guy opening a door?
Yep.
Oye.
No, there you go.
All that stuff you see about Jim Bowie sitting there on his sick bed shooting people off.
That didn't happen, buddy.
Well, he was trying to get people to carry him out the back door.
Wouldn't you?
Would I? Yeah, I'd be the biggest coward of all.
You bet. Yeah, sure.
I'd be walking out with a white flag. Don't shoot me, Mexicans. Sure.
Please pull that.
Yeah, don't worry.
Speaking of the Alamo, Billy Bob Thornton, who is 48 years old, and one of the stars of the Alamo.
It looks just like Davy Crockett.
He plays Daniel, who?
Davy Crockett.
Oh, yeah.
Not Daniel Crockett.
Or Daniel Boone.
Or not Daniel Boone
That's
either.
Who I was thinking of.
Although Fess Parker did play both of those.
He has knocked up his girlfriend.
Oh, no.
Well, but that pisses Angelina off.
Connie England, who is 39. She doesn't work in the entertainment business. He has 3 children from 2 previous marriages.
Oh, my.
Although he's been divorced 4 times.
Oh, boy.
And he says that he will marry this woman.
Would you?
Number 5. Would I? If I were him? No! He can't stay married. Plus, this woman's 39. That's ancient for him.
I think he's a tail hound.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
I respect the guy, though, man. Will and Grace star Deborah Messing has just squeezed out a pup. She gave birth to a 5-pound, 14-ounce baby boy last night.
I can't believe that thing only weighed 5 pounds. Did you see any pictures of her when she was pregnant?
Big?
She was like a tank.
Really?
Yeah.
Did it make her boobs any bigger?
Yes, they were enormous.
Really? Because she was flat as a pancake.
They were ridiculous.
Boobs?
I think
this... big tank.
I think this is an artist rendering of the birth on the new Cannibal Corpse CD.
No, it's not, Danny.
Leave Cannibal Corpse out of E-News, okay? They're not welcome in here. You think she's hot?
Yes, I do.
Do you? Let me ask you this, Mike. You've experienced childbirth.
Mm-hmm. And multiple marriages.
Does the boob stay big all throughout nursing, and then it goes away? Am I to deduce that from all I've learned from TV and movies?
I think it kind of varies from person to person. It might get a little bit bigger, but when it goes down, it'll go down to its previous size. It doesn't shrink up and blow away.
It doesn't?
No.
Now, Danny, you're...
So if there was a state of buxomness in place beforehand.
Yeah.
It will remain.
Yes, it will remain.
But becomes more pancakey in some cases.
In some cases, not all.
Do they get, if let's just say that you already have big boobs, do they become even bigger?
A little.
They become engorged with milk.
Right.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Milk?
Milk, Greg.
Right, lactating takes place.
And that's when I'm in.
What do you mean?
saying, that's when I get interested.
Why?
I love milk.
God. So you're looking forward to engaging in milk play, huh?
No, but I mean, like, you know, when I make a smoothie, it's I put like a half a cup of milk and a half cup of orange juice, and I'll just have her right over the blender. Just
awesome.
Oh, no, that's a bracelet.
And I never have to buy milk again.
God, what a genius.
Thank you.
This what comic genius.
This will come back and haunt him. I have
Why?
A feeling. I just have a feeling.
Oh, it will.
This will get brought up in Bible study.
No, it won't.
Will too.
Just, honey, milk time.
Count the minutes till the phone rings.
Were you talking about me lactating?
No, okay. No, she doesn't talk like that.
Doesn't sound like Trisha Yearwood.
Trisha. Lactating.
God.
All right.
I'd just like to shoot it across the room once.
You, what?
Wow. Pull that.
Atta what do you mean? Hammer. You would?
Like, yeah. Just see if you can do it, like a squirt gun.
Like a water balloon?
Yeah.
All right. We'll do it.
You know, I'm just wondering.
All right, if anybody would like to come up here and give Grego the opportunity to do that,
I'm just
give
wondering
us a call.
If you could do it like a cow. You know, with a cow and udder. I mean, you can shoot that across the barn.
Right.
I'm just wondering if you could do the same thing with a woman. What a party trick.
All right, if you're lactating, give us a call. Get up here.
I have a... You know what? I'll save it for tomorrow. We'll wrap it up on that.
Take
That's
care.
It. Take.
That's
well,
it
what
now.
A lame bit of e-news that was. It's okay. We got baseball to bail it out, Runs.
Yes, we will get into that next here on The Ticket.